Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks.
So the time is finally here. On Sunday, the PWHL takeover swings through Rogers Place with the Toronto Scepters and Ottawa Charge. We at the Bits feel so lucky to have been able to get involved. Of course, we welcome Danielle Sardakny and Steph Markowski from the Ottawa Charge. But on this episode, we have the opposition. So here to tell us why we should all be cheering for the Scepters and what hockey in TO is all about, is a player who's been with Team Canada since 2017, when she played at the Edmonton World Juniors. In her final 2 years at St. Lawrence University, she was a more than a point a game player, capping her NCAA career with 51 points in 37 games. Now a rookie with the Scepters, she's heating up with 3 points in the last 5 games. It's Julia Gosling.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome.
Thanks for
Welcome,
having me.
Julia. Thank you so much for joining us on the Bits today.
Of course. I'm excited to see what kind of questions you have for me, and excited to be in Edmonton soon for the takeover tour.
Happy to hear you're excited to be in Edmonton. Promise there's no scary questions.
What are you most looking forward to in your third and final, I believe, Canadian stop for the PWHL takeover series?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about Edmonton and the hockey over there. They're pretty diehard fans for the Oilers, and some of the national team girls have been there before and said the rink's awesome and the fans are awesome. So I think I've heard a lot of great things. So I'm just excited to see kind of the atmosphere, the rink, and just 18,000 fans again. It's going to be crazy to play in front of, and always an honor to play in front of that many fans. It's just a really cool experience. So just excited to see what these fans are like.
We are so excited to see that it sold out, and it has been for a while. Mm-hmm. Are any of your friends and family making the trip?
No, I have no one coming, unfortunately, but they come almost
you've
every
got
other
the bits
game.
Now.
We asked Steph and Danielle this too. Who do you expect to be the favorite as far as people cheering for, who people are cheering for at Rogers?
I would assume Ottawa, just based on the players they have with Steph and Danny from Edmonton, and then Mash is from Alberta too. I think it might be, they might have some more fans, but you never really know. So I guess we'll see if there's more Scepters jerseys in the stands or Charge jerseys. So hopefully more Scepters jerseys.
I am curious to see that as well. And honestly, we don't know that we'll see, even if people are cheering for the Charge, we don't know that we'll be seeing a lot of Charge jerseys, because it looks a little too close to like a Calgary Flames style jersey. We were talking about that with the other girls, and we're like, it's, you know, we're Oilers girls over here. We're Oilers fans over here. So I don't know if we'll see a lot of Charge jerseys.
Yeah, hopefully lots of blue in the stands.
And so it's your rookie season in the PWHL. It's been off to a strong start. How has the transition for you been from NCAA to the pro level been for you? What's that been like?
Yeah, I think it's definitely an adjustment. We're playing best on best every single night. Where in college, you kind of depends on the team you're playing and a more wide range of teams. So I think that's been the hardest part, is just you have to be your best every single game. It's so fast. There's always someone on you. You have no time and space. So I think it's adjusting to that and kind of figuring that out. And I think that's what has been happening over the first half of the season. And I feel definitely more confident as the games go on.
Yeah, I bet. You're drafted 6th overall by Toronto. What was your reaction to getting that call, and what was your experience? Like, what's your experience been like so far with the team?
Yeah, I think growing up, I always wanted to be drafted by a team, but didn't really know if it was going to happen. And once I was there with my parents and my twin sister, and heard my name called in the first round by Toronto, which I already knew Gina and Troy. It was just a dream come true and couldn't stop smiling. And it was just a really cool moment to have my parents there, and just was excited to be with Toronto and be so close to home. And it's been a great experience so far. So can't really complain. I get to see my family a lot, and they come over after the 2 o'clock games and make me dinner. So a lot of perks to just being close to home, and I have so much support, and just having them there at the draft too, I think it's just moments that we'll never forget together.
No kidding. That's really cool.
So Julie, you've been with Team Canada for a number of years now. How does the international play compare to playing with the PWHL?
Yeah, it must be a big change.
Yeah, I think some parts are similar and some parts are different. We're not allowed to check in the international play,
right.
So you have to figure out kind of that difference. And then depending on your competition, playing against the U.S., I find it's very similar to the PWHL, where some of the teams that are still developing, sometimes the games are a little slower. So I think it's just being able to bring that game you bring to the PWHL and the U.S. games to every team, and making every other team better, and just learning and growing as a player. So I find it very similar, though, to the U.S. games, the PW games.
That's pretty cool, the way you say best on best every single game, which I wonder, women's hockey is not new, and has had a lot of support, especially in this country. What is it about the PWHL that you think is getting so much attention? Is it that best on best? Is it it's always been there and just hasn't had that platform? Like, what is it for you that you think is kind of selling out arenas all over North America?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to it. I know there's a lot of marketing around our teams, the jerseys, the players that are on different teams, like the best on best playing against each other, kind of rooting for your own team, and then just having something else to cheer for other than maybe one of your NHL teams. Little girls, little boys can come watch us, and it's just like a different style of play even. And I think you see it in every game. They're close. They're very exciting. You never really know who's going to win each game, so it brings that eagerness to see who's going to win the games. But I think there's just a lot to it, and it's definitely exciting that we have so many fans across the country, even when we don't have a team in Edmonton or Vancouver, and we're getting 18,000 fans. So it's just really cool to see that it's transferred over the whole country, and excited for Edmonton to see all the fans there too.
Yeah, I think in Edmonton we're feeling this is like a bit of an interview, and we want to show up prepared for the interview. We would love a team here, and I think there's a lot of support. And like you said, it is a different game. It's a different product than the NHL, and I've always thought, you know, it just needs the exposure, more women's sports. My son is a huge Scepters fan. So he will be wearing blue on Sunday. And it's, yeah, it's not even like, oh, we're going to go watch women's hockey. He's like excited to go watch hockey. And I think we just didn't have that when I was younger. And, it's so cool to have that now, and just, you know, introducing kids to it sooner, and it doesn't feel so separate. It's just pro sports, which is really cool.
Exactly.
Do you have a prediction on who you think might, which city might get a team next? Like, is there a certain city that you think, like, that would make a lot of sense, or I could
she
see
hasn't,
the momentum
she
building
hasn't
there?
Been here yet, Paulina. We
I
have
know
to,
she
we have to have the interview
so
first.
so obviously you can't choose Edmonton yet, even though we all want it to be Edmonton. And Edmonton, I hope, brings it. But I mean, just in general.
Yeah, I would think Vancouver so
Okay.
far, just based on all the fans we got,
It did
how
look
passionate they were.
Very high energy. Yeah.
They set the bar high, and
They
it's a
did.
huge market.
It's a
Way
very,
bigger.
yeah, good city, I feel like, for people to live in, a good market. So, yeah, we'll see if Edmonton can compete.
Right on.
Raising
I
the
hope so.
stakes. But that is a
Yeah.
very, very good guess. I would agree.
Some questions about growing up. You know, who were your idols when you were growing up in hockey? And Yeah, anyone that's still playing now or not anymore or just in your life.
Yeah, I think growing up, it started off with some of the NHL players, just kind of how it was. That's who we were watching. So Drew Doughty was one of my first idols. Got my first jersey from him for Christmas one time. And I think once the Olympics started rolling, I definitely was more watching women's hockey, and Natalie Spooner and Breanne Jenner were kind of my two that I watched a lot. And them both being from Ontario too. They were just always representing our country, and being able to watch them in multiple Olympics and seeing how dominant they are and how they're still dominant today. So it's now cool being able to play with them, and they're even better people and fun to be around. So it's cool when you get to look up to certain players and then end up playing with them or against them. So definitely those were the two for majority of my childhood.
That is so cool. And Spooner's back now, which is amazing. And you've had some big, you do have big names on the team with a lot of depth, but have had some injuries with Spooner out and now back in, and Nurse is now out. So not without its challenges, but what's kind of been the focus? Speaking of Spooner, what's the focus for the season and that leadership in the room and knowing that this is your rookie year, like, how are they kind of guiding you?
Yeah, I definitely have so many people to look to and help me out in this. Our leadership group's great too, with Blair and Renata, and then Nursey and Spooner. They're always chatting with me about different plays I can make, especially Spooner, us being similar players. She gives me a lot of tips, especially when she wasn't playing. She could just watch me, and it was very helpful. And I also got to see behind the scenes of how hard work can bring you to a great spot, and I think she jumped right in there for her first game and was very good and felt like she didn't even miss a beat. So it was great just to see her back on the ice, and just to have her as a role model and multiple others just to lean on and ask different questions, or they give me tips when I come on the bench. So definitely a lot of feedback coming from our team, and I feel like that's how I learn the most. So it's been great having so many veteran players that have been through a lot over their career, so definitely helps me out.
Yeah, no kidding. And you do have that Nurse connection in Edmonton too. We should point that out,
That's
which
true. I meant to mention that as well. Yeah.
that might bring a few more Scepters fans in for
Sorry
sure.
about
For
that.
sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Julia, we heard from an insider that you're big on pop culture.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah, I know.
That face, she's
I
like,
don't know. Yeah, I
uh-oh,
know.
coming.
So, Julia Gosling, any relation to Ryan?
Yeah, we're distant cousins. Never
Oh,
met him.
actually.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Okay,
Yeah.
that was like mostly
Yeah,
meant to be
he was
joking.
born in London, Ontario, so that's where
So
I'm
everyone in London, Ontario are cousins,
basically,
probably.
that have
Yeah,
the last
okay.
name Gosling, yeah.
Love that. Amazing. So, do you guys hang out at family reunions, or it's just like, yeah, we're related, probably?
Yeah, I was just I've never met him actually.
Okay.
But my dad did back when he was younger. They had like weddings and family reunions where he'd see him. He grew up in Cornwall, so he wasn't as close growing up, but
Yes.
now he's kind of took off, and obviously I'm a distant cousin, so there's no
Right.
it's okay if he doesn't know who I am, but it'd be cool one day maybe if he could come to a game or something. But
No kidding.
right.
Right? That would be so cool. And then you could be like, "Hey, like we're cousins."
Yeah. Paulina
That's
could not resist. She is a huge Ryan Gosling
I
fan.
think
I believe.
he's yeah, the best Ryan out there. It's not even close. He's the only good Ryan in my opinion. No, probably not the only good one, but like definitely the best one. And I was like, "Oh, last name Gosling. I'll ask just for fun." Did not expect actually that you would even be distant cousins. But what a fun little anecdote we got there. But speaking of your actual cousins, you had a couple that played on Team Canada as well. So what is that like? When do you guys talk together about the game, and what are those conversations like?
Yeah, playing with family has to be a bit different than regular teammates, I would assume.
Yeah, so two of my cousins have played for the national team. My older cousin, Caitlin, we never actually got to play with each other, but definitely was also one of my role models growing up, just seeing her play with the national team, and all that. And I actually watched her in London one day, so that was cool. But more recently, it's been me and Nicole, who's in college right now, and it's been super cool to experience many different tournaments with her. We went to U18 Worlds together and won gold, and then the World Championships last year and won gold. So I think those are moments that you can't really explain. And having family there, you just have a different connection than with anyone else. And we played with each other growing up, and now we, and then against each other in college. So it was definitely nice to play with her instead of against her for 4 years. And
No kidding, yeah.
it was just really fun for our families. Both families were there at Worlds too. And I love playing with her. She can read me very well, and she's a great player. So hopefully we can continue that, and hopefully play in the Olympics together one day.
What an amazing experience. And playing against your cousin would be interesting and kind of tough, especially because you said she can read you so well. So it was that kind of an odd experience.
Yeah, for sure. And we are actually rivals. St. Lawrence and Clarkson are big rivals in college. So every game we played against them, they were very close. And usually I feel like both of us would score against each other and kind of make it interesting. So it was just really fun. And we're very competitive and want each other to do the best or do our best. So definitely wasn't as fun playing against her, but the competitiveness definitely came
Do you
out.
get like more fired up though playing against family? Are you like, okay, well now I have to like bring it extra, or are you like, well, this is my family? Like I could go either way, right? I guess, I mean, you're always gonna bring 100%, but there's always that kind of extra. Curious if family brings that out or if it's the opposite.
Yeah, I think there's that competitive side in our family and wanting to be the one on top or scoring a goal against one another. And so I feel like that's what really comes out. We played mini sticks growing up too and had that same edge and wanting to beat each other. So I feel like that's kind of what comes out.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, I
I love
guess the
it. So,
silver lining to playing against family is it does push you really hard to do your best. So.
this is all telling me that Ryan Gosling is probably really good at hockey. So if you ever do get the opportunity, maybe it's like a challenge. This sounds like, I don't know. I know Maria's listening in. Maybe this is like a PR opportunity here. You're welcome. You can credit the bits. And we want an invite. We
Yeah, I
want an
don't even
invite.
know if he played hockey growing up just because
It's
he
in
was
his blood, it
into
sounds like.
acting and dancing, and he's so talented in that. So
Yeah.
who knows? Maybe he's a natural.
He's
Yeah,
probably
maybe.
intimidated. Look at all the athlete star power that is already in this family with you and your
True.
cousins. Like, come on.
So, being mindful of your time, Julia, we would love to hit some rapid fire questions with you as we close out the half hour. If that's
Perfect.
cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay. I'll kick us off. So, Julia, we did admittedly ask Steph and Danielle some of these as well. So we might compare your answers later, but no pressure.
Okay.
Who is your favorite pro sports team, not including the Scepters?
I would say the Chicago Blackhawks. That was my team I'd root for growing up. Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews fan.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't expect that. I'll go one more, and then Paulina, you hop in. Favorite city to play in?
Other than Toronto, I
Other
would
than
say
Toronto.
Montreal.
Interesting. That's what the Charge gal said too. Sounds like Montreal is a place to see a game. Like I would love to go.
Okay, you're up, Polly.
What is your go-to pump-up song, like in the locker room?
I feel like I'm different every game. I love a good throwback sometimes, like I don't even know what songs. I have so many random ones or different remixes I play. I feel like I have no specific ones, but
Okay.
usually rap, throwbacks, or remixes.
Okay.
Okay, curveball. Who has the worst taste in music in the locker room?
Worst taste.
Like somebody get kind of
They're like,
trolled
ugh.
for their music taste. Like somebody's like, "Oh, I gotta put on this hardcore country as we get fired up for a game."
I would just say Hannah Miller probably. She probably has some random songs that I don't even know.
Shout out Hannah Miller.
Listen, Paulina, some people love country,
I like
especially
country
in
too.
Alberta.
I
I'm not
love
too
country
picky, so
too.
that was a hard one for me.
Yeah, I just mean maybe that's not the most appropriate for getting fired
We're
up
getting
for a
fired
game.
up.
Yeah. I think the remixes, the rap, like that kind of stuff, I would be in on that as well. The throwbacks.
Sticking in the locker room, who's the funniest person in your locker room?
We honestly have a lot of funny girls, but I would say the funniest is definitely Emma Malte. She's always making me laugh, so she's just a character in the room.
Okay, and then anyone that's super quirky or like extra superstitious?
I don't know if anyone's very superstitious. Miller has her routine that she has to do every game. Quirkiest person's probably Spooner. She's always kind of singing or doing something funny or weird or whatever. So she's probably the quirkiest on the team.
Love it.
Are you superstitious at all?
A little bit, just my routine, nothing too crazy, just some of the classic, like left before right, tape my stick
Okay.
before the game, play some sewer ball. More of a routine. It's nothing too, it doesn't have to be at the exact time and the same day. So it's more just what I like to do.
Cool. What's the best chirp you've heard on the ice?
Best chirp. Honestly, I don't hear a lot.
No?
People aren't really chirping me, honestly.
That's good, I
I
guess.
love that.
I guess if you have it, if you don't really know of one, you're probably not getting chirped a lot.
No. Yeah, so that's about I don't I
Follow-up
haven't even
question.
chirped once, so
Is
I
there
don't
chirping
know.
in the PWHL or is there just no chirping?
Oh, there's definitely chirping.
Okay.
Certain players are definitely the chirpers, but I guess I haven't been on that side of it yet, so maybe one day I might have to get back to you guys.
Would you get chirpy back with them, do you think? Or would you be more like, okay, I'm not interested in playing that game?
depends what they say, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not a big chirper. I'm more just like they're just trying to heat things up. So I'm more of just like whatever. I grew up with three siblings, so I kind of know what it's like when someone's trying to just chirp at you to get you going.
You can tune it out.
Yeah.
It's a good skill to have. Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so when you have your downtime, if you have any, what shows are you binging?
I just restarted Grey's Anatomy.
I love that.
So that's been fun to kind of re-experience that because it's been a couple of years since I've been back to season one.
That will keep you busy for a while.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
how many seasons are there of
Like
Grey's Anatomy?
so
I think
many.
20, I think
Even
you're on 21 now, and I'm on
Whoa.
season 5 right now.
The early
How
seasons are
many?
the best, though. Would you agree,
I
Julia?
know.
The early
Yeah.
seasons are,
It's
you
been
can't
great to
compare.
re-experience it because I don't have the best memory, so I kind of forgot certain things, so it's been fun.
That's a big rewatch binge for me, too. So I respect it a lot.
According to the internet, there are 435 episodes of Grey's Anatomy, so
That
you
sounds
have
right.
your
Lots of
work
time for me.
cut out for you. And then, yeah, do you do that, like watch it when you're traveling and kind of what's the hardest part of all the travel? Because I imagine I mean, you've traveled for a long time, I guess, but is it more and what's the hardest part?
I think just like the toll on your body. Sometimes you're not sleeping great or just being stuck in a seat for a while. I feel like that's kind of the hardest part. And then like food wise and just the differences and a new bed. But
Yeah.
I think as athletes, we're used to it and it hasn't been too bad. We have great resources to help us out. So, yeah.
You make a good point with sleep. Are you one of those people that can just like sleep anywhere, catch a nap, or do you need it to be kind of like a specific conditions? Because I do feel like that would really help with travel. I am not one of those people. Like if I hear a noise, I'm up and I can't just nap on the fly.
Yeah, I'm definitely not one of those nappers on the fly. I like to have like a fan on and it dark in the room. So I think the only time I'll fall asleep on a plane if it was like a early morning one where you're waking up at like 3 a.m. But other than that, I'm usually awake just watching movies, download movies on Netflix or whatever.
Right on. Okay, well, I think we probably have time for one more. Paulina, do you want to take it?
So much pressure with which question to ask. Other than obviously watching Grey's Anatomy, what are you doing when you are not training or playing hockey?
Yeah, I usually like to just walk around Toronto. I like going grocery shopping, actually. So sometimes I'll just be walking around the grocery store for like an hour. I just enjoy it, and I have time on my hands at night. So I go in the hot tub in my apartment, and then watch sports with my roommate.
Of course.
Izzy. So that's kind of what takes up most of my time.
Fair.
You
Do
like
you...
grocery shopping?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. I didn't get to do it in college at all because we were in our dorms, so we just got dorm food all the time. So I've been enjoying just with I have time on my hands, so I'm like might as well.
I
Just
suppose
so great.
The grass is always greener. I'm like, oh, I hate grocery shopping.
Because in my mind, I'm like, yes, I love going to Costco, but I'm like, Julia is not going to Costco. That's for sure. She's not.
I do like Costco with my mom, though. I do like.
Yeah,
you can get some. Yeah, I mean, you can get some fire stuff at Costco, to be fair. Do you have a favorite spot in Toronto?
I don't know if I have a favorite
Like to
yet.
go eat or have a drink or, you know, go hang out with friends.
Yeah, I've been to local a few times. It's just
Okay.
down the street. So that's been pretty fun with the girls, or and they have pretty good food and drinks. So
Nice.
That's kind of been the best spot I've had so far.
Great food scene there, so I had to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, so we cheated. We asked a couple more instead of
My
one
bad.
more. Julia, we cannot wait to cheer you on Sunday. All the Bits will be there and their families. Thank you so much for making time for us, and good luck.
Of course. Thank you for having me, and have your son make a sign and I'll try to look for him and throw him a puck. So,
oh
my
that'd be
gosh. Awesome. Oh my
Thank you so
gosh.
much. He will definitely do that.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks
you
so much,
bet.
Julia.
Take care.
Bye.
That's all we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember to follow us on Instagram and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for hanging out. See you on another time.
See you on another time.